Bezrach Mizbech, we begin Perek HaBasa, the 14th and final chapter in Zama Sechach Shechem, Laws of Neighbors in the Sefer Kinyan Book of Acquisitions, where we continue and conclude the laws of the Bar Mitzvah, the rights that the neighbor has, the one on the border of the property, to buy it first or to remove the buyer who got it and that he should ultimately end up with it. The Rambam begins Halacha Alpha regarding there are limited rights, however, to the Bar Mitzvah. Haritza Limker Tzedeyu, someone wants to sell his field. Behevi Ben HaMetzah Shalai. Okay, so he brings the one who lives on the border, his neighbor, and he brings the one who wants to buy from him, and he brings him the best to court. He says to the one that lives on the his neighbor, look, if you want to buy it for this amount, I say, do it, no problem. But if not, remove yourself. This guy's going to buy it. So now that neighbor doesn't have any more claims anymore. Either he brings money right away and he buys it, or he loses his rights. Let's say he says, I'll go through the effort, I'll somehow come up with the money. Ain't shemle, we don't listen to him. Because this guy needs to sell. It's not right to him that he has to wait for him to maybe go get money and buy it. Eilich v'avi, but let's say he says, I'm going to go and I'm going to bring it. So it depends. We could evaluate that he's the type of guy that would have the type of money. We wait for him until he goes, and he goes and he brings it. But if he's not someone that's wealthy, in Shemalai, we don't listen to him. He just wants to get out of it. He just wants to hem and haw and drag this process out. If we tell him, look, either take out the money right now, if he's not a person that we could think that he has it back home and he's coming back, or you lose your rights. Because we don't set time for the person who lives on the border, we'll give you a certain amount of time. No, it's now. Let's say the one who lives on the border produces monies. And the buyer also produces monies. If the buyer's currency was better, or it's easier used and expended than the monies of the Bar Metzah, but the rights of the Bar Metzah are void. The inlet didn't Bar Metzah, and he has no rights of the Bar Metzah. And the reason for that is because the seller never loses out. If it doesn't make a difference to the seller, of course the Bar Metzah gets right, but here he's going to lose out by selling it to the Bar Metzah. Moreover, if let's say the buyer wanted to buy the property, live in this bottom to build houses, apartments, and the one who lives on the border just wants to plant over there. The buyer gets the rights, because he's settling the land of Israel. And if there's no halacha b'metzah in that case. Halacha base. If the buyer comes along, and he actually consults with the neighbor, and he tells him, that guy, your neighbor, he wants to sell me this property. Buy from him, like he's asking the neighbor, what's the story? He says to him, yeah, go and buy it. That does not make it like as if he's being moichel and he's losing his rights. And he can still remove him after he buys it. Unless he made a kinyan from him, he acquired from him that he's giving over his rights. But until that point, he could still kick him out. When do we say that he has to go ahead and at least make an acquisition to prevent him from kicking him out? If the pardoning is before he bought it, then we're saying that, like, no, that doesn't mean that he didn't really mean it like that. And therefore, until there's a kinyan, he can still be mesalkim. But let's say he was pardoning his rights after the buyer already bought it. For example, the neighbor comes and assists that guy moving in to the property next door, or he rents from him, obviously acknowledging that guy is the landlord. Let's say he saw that guy building or demolishing a little bit and utilizing the property. He didn't protest, didn't contest it. Then he pardoned, and therefore he cannot remove him, even if no kinyan was done. It's only beforehand that you have to have a kinyan, but afterwards that mechila is done. Halacha gimel. Now, let's say the one who lived on the border at that point was in a different country when the sale is happening. He was sick, a cotton or a minor, and therefore he wasn't able to contest. And then at a later point in time, the sick person gets out of the hospital and he gets healed. The higdal cotton or the child becomes an adult. The one who is away comes back. And now he sees, wait a second, someone bought the property, he cannot remove him. Why? Because if you would say he could, now that he's back, no one's going to be able to sell their properties. Any buyer is going to say, many years later, when I'm already all invested, that neighbor is going to remove him from it. Because that's how they're going to rule, and therefore it's only right then. After that, he cannot remove him. even though the guy wasn't there. Lacha Dalet continues regarding to evaluate the field that's sold. So Amaycher Shavim Masayim B'Monav. Someone sells a property worth 200 for 100. So it depends. If it's to everyone who's coming to buy, he's doing half price and he's selling. So nicely ben amitzer meyer masalke. So the one who lives on the border, he gives 100 to the buyer and he removes it. But let's say he's not selling cheap to everybody. Then the bametz has to give the buyer the 200 that it's worth, not the 100 that he paid. Because the seller was only giving a gift. He was giving a break to this guy. Not literally a gift, because by gift there's no bar mitzvah, but somewhat of a gift. And therefore the bar mitzvah would have to give the 200, not the 100 that he paid. Now let's say the other way around. Let's say look, let's say he actually purchased something worth 100 for 200. He paid way over. And he cannot remove him until he gives the 200 that he paid. Now, but let's say Torn ben mitzvah, let's say the one who lives in the border is claiming, he says, wait a second. These guys are doing a trick between themselves. That really, it's only 100. He's saying he paid him 200, so that now they can divide that extra 100 between themselves. So halakeach nishba halakeach benekitas chefetz. So the buyer has to swear by holding a holy object. And he says, "I paid 200," and therefore he takes the 200. He has the right to make that claim, now, because he's the mochzik. Now v'mhoyisham eid mishnah l'samasam. Let's say there was witnesses that he gave him 200, but even if it's a tain, but still the neighbor is claiming. Yeah, but still there was some type of faithfulness between the two of them. And even though he's giving them 200, but it's not really what's happening. And he doesn't know definitively that he didn't buy from him but 100, or as some have the girsa, he knows. He gave him 200 really, but he really only gave him 100. He has to still give the monies that the witnesses testified that they saw him give, which is 200. And then they can remove him. But he can make him swear a rabbinic oath that he paid 200 and then he releases him. Halacha Hey continues with who has precedence in regarding the selling of a field. So kolaretz limkar karka, whoever wants to sell a piece of property. Two people come along. Each one of them says, I'll pay the price that you're asking. Now neither one of them lives on the border. So if one of them was from someone who lives in that same city, and one of them, whether it was his neighbors out in the fields, his neighbor in the city comes first. Let's say one of them was a neighbor, one of them was a Talmudic scholar. Talmudic scholar comes first. Let's say one of them was a relative, one of them was a Talmud Chacham. Talmudic scholar comes first. Let's say one of them was a neighbor, one of them was a relative. The neighbor comes first, because actually, like a pasuk says initially, it's better a close neighbor than a far brother. So the neighbor comes first. And the reason for all these halachas is shekam zebechlah hatoy b'yashu, they're also included in what's said of that it should be just and good. And that's why actually this halacha is brought over here, even though it's not really the idea of bar mitzvah, because none of them are neighbors, but it's coming from the same halachic principle. Now, however, let's say kod me'echad v'kana, let's say one of them goes and buys it first. Zacha, he acquires the rights. V'en chaveri, and his friend, even though shodor l'kadmo, he, like we said before, he really appropriate that he should come first. He cannot be Yochel Asalkei, he cannot remove him, and the reason is Hoyle Be'en Echad Mem Balametze, because ultimately neither one of them lives on the border. Because Shleitziv Chacham Badabah Zekah, the sages did not command regarding this thing, Elder Chasidus V'Nefesh Tevehi, it's just regarding a path of piety and of a good soul, Shoyisakach that does this, but ultimately the other one went first, he gets to keep it. Slik Luhil Chashchen, we have concluded the laws of neighbors.